Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on out there, Grudge World? Another week, Small Block Mafia's talk show, hosted by I. And let's see. We're going to start it off. I'm going to try to get Arkansas boys, y'all on, hit the one button. If the Fox boys on, hit the one button. If Malcolm, if you on, hit the one button. All y'all guys got shows going on this weekend. We'll give everybody a rundown where everybody's going and what they're going to be having and everything.
Start it. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
All right, welcome to the show, Malcolm Story.
What's going on, everybody? Good evening, good evening.
What's going on, Malcolm?
Well, it looks like the weather going to let us raise a little bit this weekend. We got our feature going to be a car challenge. We got a lot of guys out there that say they got street cars that don't have street cars. So this is the way we're going to prove it. Factory turbo, factory supercharged cars, and any nicest car that can get in the class and make the 20-mile cruise with working headlights, tail lights, tag and insurance. You can make the cruise and come back, no stopping. The only thing you're allowed to do when you get back, jack your car up, put your slicks on. That's it. Gonna draw names and put on a bracket. $1,000 I'll add to the entry fees. And right now we got about 13 or 14 cars. So along with Grudge Racing, I got two Grudge Racers myself, the Chapman boys. Well, actually, I got three. The Chapman boys, the guys out of Huntsville, and Lil Roller. We're going to shake some. Kevin Lewis and Dominique, they're supposed to run for $2,000 at 8 o'clock. Well, take that $2,000 or better at 8 o'clock. Tug and Mike Cochran, they're supposed to run. So we got a few Grudge Races, and we got a little streetcar challenge. It's going to be interesting. I understand y'all going to Arkansas this weekend, aren't you? Hello? Anybody?
Malcolm. Well, hell, I guess Malcolm fell off. But, okay, let me see. Arkansas, hit the one button. I know y'all got a damn big ass show going on this weekend. Hell, hit the one button. Let me see. All right, y'all just bear with me. I'm going to get one more person on. Let them talk about their race. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, DJ, you in there?
What's going on out there?
Yeah, you got it. You got the flow.
Okay. Well, first I'll start off. Hope Malcolm have a pretty good race, man. I'd love to make it, but I can't. got a race this Saturday, for what's looking like, the weather looks like it's going to clear up. We hope we can open up in Martin Fox. He got a race this Saturday, Starville Raceway. I don't have a paper on his race. I know he's doing a, I think he's doing a 28, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You might know a little bit about it, but that's Saturday, Starville Raceway. Pretty good show, seemed like. I think we'll have a pretty good show there. Yeah, also, this Sunday, Father's Day, I know we're going to have a 550 class, and we're going to have a heads up class. I'm outside doing some work. I don't have all the facts on it. I can before your show go off, though. But
okay.
Next Sunday for show, me and Marvin Posey, supposed to be some pretty good action. That's the guy with the turbo up out of McGee. Got a race next Sunday. A lot of people talking about coming down for that race. Also, Marvin Posey, he's got a grudge race against Martin Fox. And that's going to be two turbos going at it. So a lot of people been hitting me up on through text messages saying they can't wait to see that race there. So, and that's going to be a 28 class. The payout going to be $800, $600 to the winner, $200 runner-up. And also we're going to have a heads-up class. And got a lot of boys calling for that. They got people coming out of the Gulf Coast getting a heads-up class. So, and that's going to be $1,200 we're putting out there. And the winner, $900, runner-up, $200, semis, $50. So it's from the feedback that I'm getting from it seems pretty good. So we just on day meet, just the weather permit there. And
all
right. I don't know more about Brian Lowe. I really don't know too. I made the fly for him, but I make so many flies, man. So I
can't
really want him. You and Brian Lowe, I mean.
Right. Well, we'll be speaking on that in the next few weeks. We'll get week at a time and stuff.
Yeah, so pretty good action out there, pretty good action everywhere. So
I will give everybody a phone number and where you're gonna be at and all that good shit for everybody.
If you want to hit me up, I'm on Facebook. Just type up DJ Cadillac. You just about gonna see everything that's posted with the racetrack. Or you can dial 601-575-0492. Also, you can dial 662-416-1635. And my brother number, which I can't remember his phone number, these cell phones, but we try to do our best to get the information out there too. And
where is all this gonna happen at?
Well, a lot of people know it as West Point, but it's Starsville Raceway. The reason why they say West Point is right there on the line, but it's in Tidahawk County, and that's on old West Point Road. If you're coming out of the Columbus exit, 45, if you're coming like from Columbus Way, Meridian Way, all you got to do is just remember the Pony Script Club. Script Club shouldn't be hard to remember if you try to find it. Just go past that Pony Script Club, about another mile.
About a mile.
Yeah, the exit is to the left. You'll see a gas station to the right. You see that gas station. Now you do, you take that left. You're coming out of West Point. Sort of same thing. You see that gas station, but you're not going to see the pony coming from West Point.
Right.
Down
there can see that motherfucker. If you know it's there, you can see it.
Yeah. If you know it's there, you're going to see it. I had a couple people that left the track and went over there and spent a little money. But we're looking forward, to some good racing. Marty Fox, like I say, he's starting it off this Saturday. Not Marty, Martin Fox, starting it off this Saturday. And you got his number?
I don't have I thought I had it, but I forgot to save it in my phone.
I got it on my phone. I can call it out to you or text it to you.
Just call it out to me where we can get him on, let him give me a rundown of it.
Okay, just a second. Six six two.
All right.
571.
All right.
99 99. That's Martin Fox. He I'm pretty sure he love to talk about that race.
All right. Let's see if we can get him on.
We're sorry. The number you're trying to reach is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. Announcement number two. We're sorry. The number you're trying to reach is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. Announcement number two.
That is ringing. Ain't that on
me? We're sorry. The number you're trying to reach is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. Announcement number two.
Did you dial 662-571?
9999.
Yeah, that's his number.
You said 662-571-9999, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They'll be
available
when
you're at home. They'll be available after 1:30, Thursday, 12.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah. All right, well, we got a hand up. Let me see. He might have
something. Okay, then.
Nutty.
I understand y'all doing a little G-Body shootout, Bill. You posted on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Small block, nitrous only.
Uh-huh.
That's the only rule, right?
Small block, nitrous only on 28. You got to have. You can't have nothing else fiberglass but the bumper and the hood. Right, no damn deck lid, no doors, none of that shit.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It's going to be 1,000 total. It's going to be 800 to win, 200 runner-up, free entry fee based on 8 cars.
Hey, you ought to be able to get 8 cars in there, shouldn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, with it being free, I mean, you should be able to.
You want to make check out to me now?
I got a
G-Body. You can get that. I got a G-Body. I bought one today.
Who did
it? You right. Can't just make no check out to you.
Well, man.
I hate to put
your nose
bubble,
in my business like that.
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
I hate to break out Bola, too. There's a G-Body coming from Georgia. He said, might well write to check out to him.
You ain't got big enough pick.
He what?
He ain't going to get an opportunity. He ain't going to get an opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm going back to you.
All right.
Hey, I.
Yeah.
Hey, I seen on Facebook. Let me get this straight. Okay, if Don Mack runs Brian Lowe, the 22nd, he got to run it back at y'all waist, right?
Right, right. And we're locked in with Chucky with Don Mack also on the 28th.
Okay.
Don Mack asshole going to be sore that day.
Man, got
me. Hopefully. Anyway.
Hey, Malcolm, I just sold my G-Body. I'm out of business.
Damn, let that
land
long,
nothing. Damn, nothing. Nutty, you better be glad I ain't a rotten motherfucker, boy. I'll put a G-Body joke on your ass.
You ain't do shit but get down, get the long face. Oh, it's already long.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I'm gone.
Buddy, buddy, last time I seen you in a G-body, it wasn't good.
You right. But you must saw me yesterday then.
Nah, you know what he's talking about.
I ain't seen your ass yesterday.
I bet he won't get in there with Simon with Booker Man with that same G body.
I'm gonna give you two dates. You can pick either one of them. 21st, 28th.
I'll take the 28th and I'm gonna put a G on the side of the body of my Mustang. Now what?
You think you gonna take it first? Malcolm, what did you hear?
I'm going to ride a G-Bot on the side of
him. You said you're going to ride a G-Bot on the side of his Mustang.
No, no. What did you hear? You said I'll take the same G-Bot.
I put my mic muted. My mic muted.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He messed up, not nutty. Oh, yeah, I'm just fucking with y'all. I ain't been no G-Bot since I ain't here. But I do got,
yeah.
Hey, I do got one. That, hey, I do got a right to put one for Boogeyman if you want to.
You just hold on a minute, Nutty. We'll talk about that in a minute. Do what now, DJ?
I just got a text on Facebook. I guess they listen. I don't know why they don't want to come on and ask, but they want to know why can't a nitrous, which me and Malcolm talked about this last night, why can't a nitrous streetcar get it? So I'm
going to
let you
take it.
They just
take it. Okay. In my G-body class?
Yeah.
In my G-body class, myself personally, I think a man that go out and build a fucking turbo car, he need to be class racing. So you don't see nobody grow racing a turbo car, no way. They go get in them down, you know, them damn crazy-ass classes that Duck be doing. And, you know, they make a lot of fucking power. They make a lot of fucking power over a damn nitrous car, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to stay here. I don't know why they text me.
And
I'm just trying to see Facebook.
And you know, it's like this. I mean, would you let one car in? Because turbo cars is, like, scarce. Would you let one car in scare all seven more? I don't think so.
Well, that conversation has come up a lot.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. It going to continue coming up. You know what? It's going to continue come up to nitrous out of order. But I don't see that happening no time soon, because when the man just crashed the radio record with a nitrous car. But now they cry because they said he wasn't that weak. All the turbo guys, they mad. Oh, he must not have been that weak. He must not have had this. Well, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not, you know, a turbo car just not really a nitrous car, turbo car. They're not really the same to me.
I mean, we just had this discussion last night, me and Matt.
Hell, you take a full interior car, goddamn, put a 106 on that motherfucker, and what you going to have?
You got some balls.
Yeah, you going to have a lot of power, 2,500, 3,000 horsepower. But you ain't going to have nothing to save your ass when you crash it. That's the only difference.
Well, I guess they got the message.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, we can open the phone lines up and take a damn vote on it and take a poll on it or whatever. I mean, Malcolm. Nutty, Malcolm, still on your phone?
Malcolm, what's your
take on this turbo and nitrous stuff?
Well, like DJ told you, me and him talked about that last night. You know, you can take a turbo car. You can take a turbo car and a nitrous car, and they both will be the exact same, and they both make 1,000 horsepower. But you'd think that you'd think if they both get 1,000 horsepower and they both weigh the same, you'd think whichever one left the line for the win, right? strong. Because a nitrous car may make 1,000 horsepower at 6,000 RPM. At 7,000, it may be, you know, drop down to, you know, 960. Whereas a turbo car makes 1,000 horsepower at 6,000 RPM. At 7,000, it's probably at, it's still at 990.
That bitch making 1,000 horsepower at goddamn hotter. Fuck y'all talking about?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, they don't fall off as much as a nitrous car does. They make more efficient horsepower.
Well, I know this for a fact. A man took a 283 cubic inch small block module motor, Ford motor, put twins on that bitch and run in the fucking fours. A fucking damn stock ass fucking motor with twins on it.
Possibly.
Yeah, oh, I know. I know for a fact. Which is crazy. That's crazy. I mean, you ain't got to really do much. The turbo car. Only thing you got to do is spend the money to get that motherfucker.
And that you will have, but, you will have an ass load in it.
Oh, but then when you go out there and run a turbo car, you better have, you better have a lot of money in that motherfucker to run with that other one.
Yep.
Well, we got a hand, though. We might have to get some shit started.
Uh-oh.
954-6464.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. This is Buddy Rover down in Pompano, down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to throw a few things out there. I just got on. I ain't really get into what y'all was talking about, but I'm trying to get a race going in October the 4th and the 5th at Fayetteville Dragway. We're trying to invite everybody from each point, the west, the north, the south, the east, to come out October 4th and 5th. We asking for all classes of cars to come, but we want this to be a state invasion. So I need to reach out to everybody, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, New York, New Jersey, Florida, Georgia. We asking everybody to come. I have some more information on the race as it comes. I just want to put that out there right now and invite everybody to Fayetteville Dragway, October the 4th. And the 5th. It's a whole weekend. You guys come with your pro mods, your back halves, your 10-inch tire, your OE tire, turbos, nitrous, whatever. Come on, bring them out, and let's get it on.
Okay. Well, we'll keep you in mind. Just keep coming on the show and letting everybody know.
If you need any more information, I can be reached at 954-773-6464. At 954-773-6464. I'm also on Facebook, Buddy Rowe, Kenneth White. You can hit me up anytime. I'll give you much information you need as we go.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on and letting everybody know.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let me see. 501-0913. All right. Well, hell, I guess they don't want to talk to you. Mal.
Yes, sir.
Well, how's everything looking over there, over your way with the weather this weekend? Damn, Nutty just dropped. Slap off. Hold on a second. Call me in the show. Hey, y'all just bear with me. I gotta get the guy back on. Hold on. And I got you back on.
Okay. Well, I'll click over and hang up on Trey's side.
2 miles of what? I didn't know to what ago.
But right now the weather is looking like a 20% chance of rain, and I think that's for like the wee hours of the morning on Saturday morning. So a 20% chance of rain, that means there's an 80% chance of a head whipping for somebody. Those of y'all that's a bunch of races going on that day already. I'd like to have y'all up if you can make it up. You know, if you're not, you're going to another track, be safe. But our main event is going to be the street challenge.
Bless you.
We got. Yeah, what's up?
Boy, you weak motherfucker. You know how to dial a number. Don't be wasting my time talking about calling me in.
I see your motherfucking ass calling me in, isn't it, boy?
Yeah, I got you, weak ass bitch. All right, y'all go ahead. I'm just letting everybody know I got this weak ass bitch on here.
Hey, that's you gonna let him talk to you like that?
I'm gonna fuck eyes up, man. He just don't know they just
yet. Hey, just hold on a minute, Flex. I'm gonna let you talk about your camp in a minute.
But the main thing right now is the little street car challenge. I know of about 13. It's probably going to be considerably a lot more than that. But tagging insurance, headlights, tail lights, brake lights, everything a street car is supposed to have. If it's a factory turbo car, I will let them in. Factory turbo cars. Grand Nationals, 300 CXs, supercharged Mustangs, you know, like the Cobras and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, Michael, do you got a list of names of them 13?
I'm not right in front of me, but
off top of your head. Off top of your head.
We got Jay Money from Georgia. We got Romy from Georgia. Both of those are nitrous Mustangs. We got Hammer with the Turbo 300ZX. I got 2 Grand Nationals. I don't know what their names are. I didn't know they just called me up, and they were real serious about coming. Who else was it? OZ with his cut.
With a note? Oh, okay.
Yeah, with his cutlass. It's like I say, it's quite a few of them. I think a couple of the ball boys are in it. It's quite a few of them. It's going to make for a very interesting race.
Okay.
Of course, I am not entering it. I will make the cruise with the guys with my car, but I'm not going to enter the race because it's my race. I just don't want to, you know, if it were to come down to it and I win the race, I don't want nobody to say that I threw a race for me. So I'm not going to enter my own race.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on the limb now. You know I love to do that kind of shit.
Come on with it.
Are them guys that you named or who's in the class, who you think going to win?
I like Jay Money, Romy, and OZ. I like them three right there.
You can't have no three winners.
I'm just saying, I just couldn't pick one out of the bunch.
Yeah.
Don't be a good race.
Yeah.
Don't be a good race.
All right, well, hold the show down for me. I'm going to get the next motherfucker on here. These motherfuckers ain't got down car on the show or something. Hold on. Hold the show down for me.
Fletch, what's going on, Fletcher?
Man, what's up, man? Not nothing, man. They're kicking my ass up here, goddamn. I mean, they practice every day, but it's what I do, baby.
I know it. I just want to say, man, you can't complain about that, you know. That's
man, I'm
totally
wrong for playing. I love it. 4 days a week, 6 hours a day, I'm straight. I ain't complaining, man.
I know that's right. Yeah, because I can't wait till the season starts back up.
Man, I can't wait. Well, I can't wait. I'm ready to get everything rolling, man. We're just going spring ball right now, so tomorrow, yeah. Well, today was the last day, I think, OTAs, but we got 3 days of veteran minicamp next week, so that'll be it.
Yeah.
Then after that, I'm going to fuck eyes up.
What date is that going to be?
The day I'm going to fuck them up.
Hey,
yeah. To be announced.
Oh, it's to be announced. Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
When I start talking real bad to them, they know it's going to happen.
All right. I hear you. But I don't want to miss that one.
I ain't talking bad to them just yet.
So y'all done got all the bugs worked out your other car?
Just about. I haven't really been running it, man. When I came up here, I kind of put it up, so I ain't really had the time. And
he's a weak motherfucker anyway, so it ain't gonna matter.
Oh, hey yo.
I told him, when I get my car back, everything in his camp got the fucking back tie.
I always take the brake. How about that?
Nope, I need back tie.
Well, let everybody know what you got going on this weekend before I bring the Arkansas girls on.
All right, I got a camp going on in Mississippi this weekend. Which is June the 14th. It's in my hometown, Yazoo City. It's a camp for kids. It's free. Ages 8 to 14. The camp started. Camp start at 9 o'clock on the dot. If you haven't registered, you can come to the camp on Saturday morning from 7:45 to 8:30 to register your kids. Like I said, the camp will start on time. So, I mean, it's a free camp for the kids, and you know, I know a lot of people that's listening right now. You kind of don't want to miss out on this one. I think it's a great experience right now. I know we got a lot of kids that signed up, and it's going to be a real big turnout. You know, better than last year. They get a lot of great coaching and just a lot of safety being there. You don't need to know about the safeties and the fundamentals of football. And that's basically where it all starts from. And it don't stop there. Which, like I said, camp in Yazoo City High School, the address is 1825 Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. That's Yazoo City. And if you got any questions, I mean, you can call me at 215-617-5443 or Coach Wolfalk at 662-746-2125. It's a free camp, and it's something you don't want to miss. Appreciate it,
I. Okay, no problem, Flesh.
And that's for any kid in the state of Mississippi if they want to come. Any kid. They ain't got to be from Mississippi. If they want to come and sign up, then we'll take them.
Right. Well, maybe they'll learn you something too, pal.
They probably will teach me how to pass for the summer.
Yeah, maybe they'll learn you how to get to the quarterback. Nah, I'm fucking with you, Fletcher. You know I won't give you hell anyway. But, Juan, are you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on here, all right,
go ahead. You got the floor now. This is Arkansas Boys.
Well, you know I can't turn up on here right now because I got the kiddos in the car with me, but, we got a little grudge event going on this Saturday, Prescott, Arkansas. got a little bike ET, little class race, 6-0, something like that. Got a 275, 28, no Willie Bob, any power at a shootout. 8-car minimum, $100 entry fee, $3,000 to win. We got several lock in races already.
And after that,
we still got Don Mack
locked in. Somebody talking in the background, Nathan. All right, I don't hear him now. Go ahead, Quan. Sorry
fuck
about that.
You.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah, we got the Texas Nightmare locked in with a ton of trucks over there in Arkansas. We got Don Mack Most Wanted locked in with Untamed Racing out of Arkansas. We got 901 Bad Boys with the Predator car locked in with a little Camaro out of Arkansas. Of course, you got D&D, got seven races, We're going to run 10 out of Texas. Pretty Tony and them out of Texas. Chris Denson out of Mississippi. And
that's going to be an ass whooping.
And anybody else that want to get on the side of that thing. So y'all ain't got nothing going on this weekend, Saturday. Get the Prescott is going down.
What's the weather look like, Corn?
0% straight sunlight. How about that?
That sounds good for the weather report.
Yes,
so y'all heard it. Arkansas boys having another good show. I tell you what, the rain got them last time, but they still had a good show at the end. They made the man drive the track up, and shoot, they raced all damn night over there, boy. Good damn track, too. But that's D&D,
hey,
Arkansas boys. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, that's a go with Chris?
Huh?
Is that a go for sure with Chris?
Yeah, that's a go for sure with Chris. You want me to call him in? You need to talk to him?
I don't need to talk. I just want to make sure it's still a go.
Yeah, he going to come and gap y'all a little slow asses.
I ain't heard from him. I ain't know if he had, got back in the bushes or not. Hell.
Oh, no. Hold on a minute. I'm gonna call one guy in. Hold on.
We might have to raise that $100.
Hey, Quan.
Yeah.
Call, get back on. Who number 0913? 501-0913. That's Danny Boy's, ain't it?
Yeah.
Call Danny Boy's phone, tell him come off a fucking mute. I'm gonna call Poo Poo new man.
All right.
Malcolm. Hey, I'm already off of me, Quan. I'm on Danny's phone. Danny got a customer or something right now.
What's up? Hey, y'all. How the weather looking for y'all right, bro?
We are 0% chance of rain and sunny.
All right, man. I'm going to try to make it out there.
Yeah, who this?
This is Glenn with a little love truck. I'm going to go up there out there spectating. Make a little extra cash. Let gambling in the state.
Yeah, come on out, man. Weather going to be good.
I'm trying to bring a couple of people with me.
Okay, we'll be glad to have you. Come make you a little cash. You're going to make a little something as long as you don't bet against us.
Hey, that's all good.
Yeah. It'll be all right.
I know y'all know all them calls. I'm going to come talk to y'all. See who to bet on, who not to bet on.
Yeah, we got you. We'll hold you down best we can.
If the gates open up at, what time the gates open, 10?
Gates open at 12.
Oh, at 12? Okay. All right. Yeah, just okay. Right.
Put in on the show, real.
You on the show.
Y'all on the fucking show, hell.
Yeah,
I ain't
hold
shit.
Gates open at 12, and we don't have no curfew over here.
Okay.
Hold on, man.
So long as we race.
601-1093, Gadget. Gadget, come on mute. Hey, Poo Poo didn't answer the phone. Chris didn't answer the phone. Damn. Gadget ain't coming off.
Hey, I guess they done went back in the bushes.
Y'all ain't heard nothing from the bug boy.
Yeah, I ain't nobody at all. They ain't answering the phone right now.
Hey, Oz.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna cut in right there, since we're talking about the weather so much, I don't want people out there to understand, because we got a lot of people that don't realize that if it rains hard, the reason why we won't open on a Sunday. If it rains, one thing about it, we still a growing track. And right now, where the trucks park at and the trailers, we do not have that paved. It's nothing but grass. So if it, you know, they see it rain all day on a Saturday, and here it comes Sunday, it's pretty, but the track's still closed. The reason why we do that is, if it's real muddy, I mean just mushy muddy, we won't open it because we don't want nobody going down the track wrecking their cars, and, you know, there's a lot of things like that. Plus, even if that don't even happen, we don't want nobody getting stuck out there, you know, with their truck and trailers and all that. You know, if it's standing water, you know, we won't open it. But if it rains on a Saturday, you know, and if it's not too bad, we will open. But if it's just mushy and muddy, you're spinning everywhere, you know, we leave it cold for a lot of reasons. And, you know, a lot of people, I just want them to understand that, you know, I know it'd be pretty on a Sunday, but it rained all Saturday night.
Right, right. Well, with that being said, DJ, what about all this rain all week? What's the ground looking like for this weekend?
I haven't been up there. I know my brother, he's going to be going up there probably Friday or either early Saturday. We never call off a race until that day.
Yeah.
We'll find out, you know, normally I get the call around about 11 or about 10 or 12, and, hey, we're going to close. It's too muddy. And then we'll go on Facebook and we'll post it, you know. And
right.
I get a lot of people calling me when that happened anyway. So a lot of people, you know, I can tell on the phone. But once again, if it do rain all week and on a Saturday, all you got to do is dial 601-575-0492. And I will let you, because we don't want nobody driving so far. It don't make no difference if it's 20 miles, you know. You know, and get to, oh, man, you know. But I just wanted to get that out there because there's a lot of people that, you know, spectators and whatever, they see, man, it's pretty, the track closed. Well, the reason
right.
why we do that, if it's bad muddy, we won't open. But if it's just a little damp, you know, and it done rained or whatever, we'll open it. But if it's just bad muddy, we won't open it. It's for a lot of safety reasons, plus we don't want nobody getting stuck.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, you'll have a car wash on the track trying to wash the mud off. We don't want that either. So
yeah.
I just wanted to get that out there. We still a growing track. I mean, you know a lot about where we came from.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
With a truck fog at, we just don't have paint. And if it rains hard, that water stand up right there, and it just ain't no way. Yeah.
Right.
We want to open it just as much as anybody else wanted to open.
Oh, yeah, got to pay the bills.
Right.
Hey, guys, you know what them boys, you know why them boys ain't answering the phone, don't you?
Aren't we all the time, man?
Hell, you ain't know.
Nah, that sounds like Gadget right there.
Come out. Oh, no,
I don't know who all that is.
Well, I know you were calling.
Damn, boy, that's you.
No, I don't know.
This
is Flim. What's up? This is Flim and Quan. Danny doing something right now.
I thought that was him in the background.
There's Badger in the background, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, did y'all give a rundown of y'all race and everything?
Yeah, man, we trying to find out that boy coming over there for sure. That's what we trying to do.
You trying to find out what now?
Is Chris Denson coming over there for sure?
Man, I talked to Chris Tuesday. Chris told me it's a joke.
You know, how about you? He's small. He coming over there with you.
Huh?
You say you coming over there with him, so you should know.
Yeah, that's what I just told you. Chris called me Tuesday and said it's a joke. He's coming. Yeah. He said he's going to come over and blow y'all's ass out.
I just, you know, I know they known to be some bullshitters. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Poo-poo didn't answer the phone, man. That was Gadget's goddamn phone. I knew that. I heard that motherfucker talk.
I told you that, man. I told you that was Gadget.
At the gate. Yeah, you didn't even know I had Gadget Mike over.
Man, I ain't have to know I heard his ass in the background talking.
Let's
move forward. We here. Just checking in. See what's going on.
Okay. Moving slow, huh?
Moving slow, huh? Yeah, call it whatever you want to.
You ain't got shit,
just
right.
Don't call up the race.
Yeah.
We here, though.
Yeah.
We'll listen to what's going on.
What y'all got going on, Tico? What y'all got going on, Tico?
They got
what? Who's saying something?
Echo. Going on.
Echo going on.
Yeah. You on a headset or something?
Hello?
Speakerphone? Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. What y'all got going on this weekend? Moving slow.
As far as where everybody else go, where Argus out there on? I got on week, got on late. We don't know how the weather looks up there. How the weather looks for Arkansas?
Nope. 0% chance of rain Saturday, Arkansas.
What
are
they going to call it on the day of?
Did you not hear what? It's 0% chance of rain.
Oh, I didn't hear you. 0%. Okay. Sounds good then.
Yeah, 0% chance of rain in Arkansas. So, and West Point's got 20, and Malcolm's got 20 for his rate. Hold on, Poo-Poo calling. D&D girls, I got Poo-Poo on the phone. Juan.
Yeah.
I got Poo-Poo on the phone. Shut that car door, Poo-Poo.
Hey. Y'all going to be in the place to be Saturday?
Yeah, we still come. Yeah.
Okay. That's all we need to know.
I told your motherfucking ass. Now he won't listen, huh?
So you and Chris? Both of y'all coming?
Yeah, we coming.
Alright. Who was going to be like?
Yeah.
You going to bet on it like I did? You going to lose food? Bet on it?
Hey, I ain't no fool. I bet the way I can win.
You gonna be a fool that day, partner?
I bet the way I can win. Goddamn, if I get an extra $100 out of you, I get it.
Who is that I'm talking about?
That's Corn. That's Arkansas
okay.
Boy.
Well, I tried to call Danny's yesterday. Where
he at? They on his phone, but hell, he doing something right now. Yeah, like
who's
he can't talk.
Who trying to call me?
I tried to call you yesterday.
What's happening?
I was trying to see if you can. I was gonna get y'all to give me some gas. Don't put no water in.
Not for Chris's car either.
I was gonna get y'all to give me some gas. Y'all can get that NO2, can
Nah, we won't be able to get that. We'd have had to know.
You missed it about to have your 10 and 10 10 about a couple of hours.
Yeah, you'd have called me a couple of hours ago. I could have got you.
Hey, they called you yesterday, fool.
I didn't get the call.
You should have answered your goddamn phone.
Hell, they don't tell them what I was doing, man. I'm trying to get ready for a show. I'm trying to feed y'all this fried turkey and shit. And then you pound
the
turkey.
I will eat $100 worth this time, goddamn it, if I do lose this damn $100 on the gap.
Yeah. Who you betting Gap gonna get gap?
Y'all gonna get gap.
Motherfucker, you ain't gonna get nothing to eat for saying some shit like that. You don't even deserve to eat.
Damn, Jim, when you ain't tell me I will drive all the way over there, you ain't gonna feed me.
Hell no, you keep talking crazy. Hell, crazy folk don't eat shit.
I gotta eat. I might not be too
y'all
crazy.
Y'all can't get no NO2 over there, no what, poo poo?
No, The guy I be getting it from, he said he ain't got no.
I can get you some 23.
No, I don't want that. Never be.
He said keep it for yourself.
I'll try to mess with the mind.
Hey, Danny, where at the
car? We're planning on blowing some assholes out on June
21st. We're at the car that later, and I
don't think so, Quan. She had to get that gas put on the truck. The truck was coming. She was able to get on the truck and brought to her. I don't know, man. We can check. We'll do everything we can. I'm not sure, though.
If not, let me know. I just want to... I run down to Memphis and get some tomorrow in the morning.
You gonna have nitrogen fuel up there next weekend?
Yeah, we're gonna have some nitrogen fuel up there.
What kind of fuel y'all got?
He's gonna have Renegade fuel though.
Okay.
See that? Ah, they don't sell that shit around here.
What, Renegades? Are you talking about the N2O?
The Renegade.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, man.
Yeah, the
guy. Who's going to get some gas here? Who's going to get some gas? Let's talk about all these damn races we got locked in and try to lock some more races in on this motherfucking show this evening. What the fuck
going on? Well, hell, you did that goddamn 2 hours ago when I told
you. Well,
you goddamn your mic was open. Motherfucker,
I don't let everybody talk about
this show next. Now you want to come over here and take over after I done let you talk about it now. Go ahead, though.
That's what I do, take over. Poo-poo.
Oh. Huh?
We'll do everything we can to get you some gas, man. Now, on another note, man. Yeah, y'all know all about the parking race?
Yeah, Quan gave us a rundown of y'all's lock-in, some of them.
Oh, okay. That guy with that Corvette. Them boys say they gotta take their truck, take their Corvette to Gwinnett tomorrow and just, you know, just do a little quick check on it. But they 99.9% they want to go to his ass.
Okay, well I'm 100% sure he want to go to his ass.
All right, well tell him to come on, tell him to bring it.
Okay. That motherfucker called me. He said, "How much money I need to bring with me?" I said, "Shit, the bank's the limit."
Well, I'm gonna tell him he's gonna be raising an Allenovi goddamn cousin, so he tell him he can figure it out from now. How much he needs to bring?
I bet you did, Daddy boy. Hey.
I'm
I bet
serious,
he gapped
man.
That
Don't
motherfucker.
Arabian guy. Hey, the guy that
I bet you he gapped that motherfucker, Daddy boy.
Hey, you're all you know is gap, man.
I know it. Everybody is a motherfucker from Mississippi. Hey, any motherfucker go from Mississippi to Arkansas gonna be gap.
I bet you won't lock it in right now. I'm trying to lock it in right now.
The two vents, I want to lock $100 in. The vet going to gap y'all, and goddamn Chris going to gap y'all.
I bet you $200 Lil Blue don't get gapped, and I want to bet you $100 Chris going to gap y'all, and goddamn $100.
The goddamn Mississippi against Arkansas, the Corvette, the motherfucker from Mississippi going to gap him.
Okay, I don't know nothing about the Corvette. I don't even know nothing about that.
Y'all
scared,
motherfucker. Y'all just said, no, it ain't going to happen.
All right, lock in that Chris don't gap us $100 to each one of my team members.
Hell no, nah, fuck you.
So
you want some dead go shit in your hand.
Well, who you want to lock in?
I'm on bet. I don't give a damn how y'all cover. Y'all can bet $25 a piece, all I care.
No. 100, me and you, and Chris don't gap us. And when I gap him, you pay double.
I ain't going to pay no fucking double. Fuck you. You want a soft ass bet? Fuck you then.
Well, you the one hollering, they going to gap him?
Well, hell, you going to gap you.
Okay, well, $100, you know, and if I gap him, you pay
man, $200. Look at here. Hold on, man. I got $100 between Team Arkansas that Chris gapped y'all motherfucking ass. I got another 400. He beat the brakes off y'all going to turn the W on. So y'all can cover it how the fuck y'all want to cover it.
Well, lock it in.
Man, I don't need no message. Man, these motherfuckers are the sweetest thing in grub racing.
Man, is it, wait a fuck. Is we locked or what?
I just told you, hey, my money is locked as long as the rate happens. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you got 400 on Chris and 100 on the gap, right?
Yes, that's 500.
Okay, lock. We can move on to something else. That's your bet. Now let me give you my bet. I bet you, this me, Danny boy. I bet you 200. He don't gap us, and you pay 400 if I gap him.
No, fuck you. Go shit in your hand.
Well, I don't understand your logic. If you feel like a man gonna gap me, but you don't, how the hell I supposed to
tell
you?
I'm not supposed to know it. Hoo boo. Does this sound sure to me that he going to gap him?
Sound like it to me.
Fuck, $100 make somebody say sure.
Well, hell, I say, what about $100 that you going to gap him then? I'll bet that.
What?
I tell you what, you bet $100 that you going to gap Chris.
Move on to something else. I never said I was going to gap Chris. I never said that. You said you were going to gap me.
Yeah, you just did. You just said, when I gap him, you pay double.
No.
Who was? Did he not say, when I gap him, you pay double?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let somebody up on the phone listen to what I'm saying, because you ain't listening.
Yeah, you right. I ain't listening to your bullshit coming out your mouth. What about these damn two vets?
Wait a minute.
That's what I want to know. What about these two vets?
This is what you said. You said you bet $100 Chris Gappos, right?
Yes.
You said that. I never said yes. I gapped him. I just said if it happened to happen since you feel so good about that.
Hold on, man. You just said personally, Danny boy, you going to bet me $200 that I don't gap him. I'm going to pay $400 when you gap me.
No.
Is that? Man, okay. All right, go ahead. We ain't betting no more. We ain't bet no more on that bullshit. Goddamn, I got 500 out there right now, and that I'm good with that. Now, what you want to do on this bet?
I don't know nothing about them people with that other car, man. I'm not betting on no car. All they know, they say they'll run the man. I don't know nothing about that car.
Y'all just said, goddamn Mississippi gang on BL with Arkansas. That's what I said.
Nah,
Mississippi coming over there, they gonna tear Arkansas mouth out.
I'm talking about little blue truck. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't speaking on what nobody else shit gonna do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you good to go then, Danny boy. You good to go. I'll find me some other sucker.
Damn, man, Danny boy, sucker.
Yeah, he's a sucker. How out there, they had him hooked.
All right, now, let me ask you one more time.
Okay, go ahead.
You said you had a $100 bet against the team. I'm telling you, me personally want to bet you $200 that Chris do not gap up. And when
no, I'm not betting no more. I'm not betting no more. I'm not betting on no more than right. You sit down.
Shit, sit down from down with that shit, man. Holler and gap.
Man, it sounds like me. You scared as fuck.
No. It sounds like I take it personal when you tell me somebody coming to my home to gap.
Man, he going to come to your house. He going to come to your house, kick the goddamn door in, and run you out the back door of that motherfucker.
And run like a motherfucker when he found out what he see. When he kicked that motherfucker out, he going to run for his life.
Yeah, he going to run you up out of your own motherfucker house.
Man, they're gone with the show, man. I'm not worried about Chris, man. We've been begging him to bring his ass over, so I can't be.
Hey, Poo Poo. Poo Poo.
Huh?
How far are we down the list? We're at Arkansas.
Oh, we're at the end of the list.
That don't sound too sure to me, does it? You?
We're way down the list. We're about to.
Hey, then what?
Chris didn't call us and told us he was coming over here. We asked him to come over here and get his ass whooped. So how are we scared?
Huh?
That's what I thought.
I didn't hear you. I just got a text message.
We called everybody in Mississippi to try to get Chris over here. We called Gadget. We called everybody in Mississippi to get that red Mustang over here so we can go to his ass. So how are we scared?
Okay, why are you putting my name?
Why?
Why you putting him last then? Hell, you want him last. You talking about you want that for the main event.
Oh, don't say he was last. Ain't nobody told you when
he's going to
get his ass.
Now, Dave Wood said the other night on the show that he wanted Chris for the main event.
Well, that conversation, it's because everybody been saying that we wouldn't run him and they want to still run him, so we was going to do that, but it ain't got to be that way.
Okay, can we be first?
I don't know.
Can we shake that off the trailer with y'all?
He just might get it first, right off the trailer.
Right off the trailer.
Did you not hear me?
Okay, Corey. Don't get no attitude, Corey. It's okay.
Hold on, Carl,
won't you tell everybody what you got going on?
You tell them what you got going on.
You better eat you some goddamn Cheerios, what you better do.
I ain't worried about your week, you know what, I.
Carl, you better eat you some goddamn Cheerios, because that shit going on YouTube, boy.
You got 2 minutes.
Man, I'm going to break your motherfucking arm in 2 minutes.
You must think you got something soft for real, boy.
Yep.
You must think you got something soft for real.
Hey, I bet you don't even move me the other way. Even if I give you the drop.
I bet you don't move me the other way. Lock in. I bet you don't move me the other way, son.
Lock in. Hold on. $100, I'll move you the other way.
$100, you move me the other way. And we already got a 2-minute time frame on it.
Yeah, $100. I'm going to move your ass the opposite way. The way you don't supposed to be going, backwards.
Which way is backwards?
Yeah, goddamn, when I put your ass down, hell. You know which way is backwards?
You make, we're going to have a BET there with that camera. And I'm going to show you, all right?
Man, you going to really make me go there slam you now.
That's
right.
That's how you got to get. Everybody, what you got going on? They don't even know what we're talking about.
Okay. Hey, everybody, there is a grudge match arm wrestling contest. Myself versus D&D, one third, a quarter, I don't know what, how many it is, coin. He's sometimes the part-time driver of the little blue truck, which, you know, I was going to give him the hit, but they want to put a two-minute time frame on there, so I'm not going to give him the hit now. We're going to go head up. I'm going to slam him within 2 minutes. How's that sound, Corey? Did I give it to him right enough?
Yeah, you gave it to him right,
Eye. And the shit going on YouTube. Corey gonna pay for it.
Shit, me.
Well, Danny boy gonna pay for that part, right?
Hey, I talked to the Health and Food Administration today. They told me I couldn't just feed y'all powdered donuts and not give y'all nothing to drink, but they did say I could give you hot lemonade.
when
we fuck Chris off and BET stick that camera in your motherfucking face, don't you wiggle, you motherfucker. You, I want you to stand now.
Hey, I'm going to read you this text message. When we kick your goddamn door in, we're going to go to your bathroom, take a shit in your bathroom, and goddamn walk out that motherfucker and leave it in the toilet.
Yeah, when he kicked the door in and see what he kicked the door in on, he's going to put that motherfucker in reverse off the goddamn line.
Man, Chris gonna gap you, man, for real now.
Man, we don't respect no Chris, man. Send him bring that weak ass call over here, man. Shit. Just like I'm saying it, that's how I feel. I feel like it's weak. And the little truck. Weak. Now bring him over here. Fucking him in Prescott, Arkansas, and see what we got for your ass.
Are
you doing a good
talking?
He's doing a good talking to promote the show.
What
did
you say, Gadget?
I said he's talking good, so he can promote his show.
Hey, Gadget.
He's going
with
you
then promote it.
Gadget, I talk the same way wherever you see me now, and they don't give a fuck who show it is.
Hey, I'm listening to all that shit you're talking about what you're going to do to people real quick.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough on y'all motherfuckers.
It's gonna be rough on anything come over there. Hey. We want Chris, man. We asked for Chris, man. I don't know what y'all missing about this here, man. We asked for that man, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
We asking for that man with blood in our eyes, man.
After who with blood in your eyes?
Chris.
Man, please.
Okay. Well, one thing about it, he didn't call us and ask for no race. We called him. So you do the man.
Well, when y'all don't let us know, y'all want to goddamn shake something early.
Before
you get that call,
before we can go
out
and get
that. Somebody shut that damn door.
Hey, in the famous words,
I'm on mute.
I.
Yeah.
In the famous words of Floyd Mayweather, easy work.
What's that?
Chris, easy work.
Shit, man.
Yeah, easy work.
Man.
I don't tell you what I'm saying. Easy work.
Y'all must have been looking at videos of him or some shit.
Man, easy work, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you right.
Work. Yeah.
Hey, only thing is, when he get through with you, I need a goddamn interview.
Okay, now what you going to do with that love truck?
I done told you the love ain't ready. I already told you that. So don't be fretting on the goddamn show now.
If the war ready, it ain't ready. If the war
man,
ready,
if the motherfucker
ready,
we're going to your motherfucking ass, and you know that.
If it was ready, it still ain't ready for what we got going on over here.
Man, daddy boy. You can't just goddamn out talk to
easy work. Easy work.
Man,
the love truck,
damn.
Easy work. Chris, easy work.
Man. Little Blue, Pretty Tony,
it's gonna be a dog fight. Chris and the love, easy work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hey,
okay.
Who y'all supposed to run first, man?
Yeah.
It don't really matter.
They put us on back burner watch.
Yeah.
So what y'all gonna do? Try to see how quick I go. Who get on the track before y'all decide who gonna run who when y'all gonna race?
No, I mean we gotta see who get there. You know they got to travel and all that. You know.
So ain't
y'all
no time.
Man, it sounds like Danny need a damn interpreter or something. Man, get that shit out, man.
Who do?
Y'all ain't no time.
$100 dog might race at least three times in Arkansas. Lock that in.
Hey, say that again now.
I bet $100 Don Mike raced at least three times in Arkansas Thursday.
All right, well, okay, okay. I put like
this
right here. If Don McRae three times in Arkansas,
he put on a show,
goddamn,
so you
get
him $500 for race three times.
Who the fuck is that, man?
God damn, man. What's wrong with
Danny,
man?
He promoted Don
McRae
race three times at his show, so
it's
on, he
need
to pay
him. We talking about action, man.
Oh, okay.
I ain't trying to fill out, hey, I ain't trying to make out no damn payroll, man. I'm talking about grudge racing, man. This man trying to make out a payroll or something.
Okay, okay. I'll just check it.
Yeah, payroll. Yeah, payroll went in Wednesday, man.
Shit, I've been on y'all payroll for 2 years.
No, the payroll go in on Wednesday, man.
Oh, shit, you got mine in there, didn't you?
You get paid on, listen, payroll.
You got mine in there, dude.
Hold on. If you get paid on Thursday, payroll go in on Tuesday. If you get paid on the weekend, it go in on Wednesday, man. Day Thursday.
Go ahead, T-Mac. You on?
What up?
You got a kid in background,
on,
but you on?
Shut up.
Yeah, bunch of yapping. Y'all, I heard y'all got my payroll in for this week.
Shouldn't
That's
me?
The only thing I heard. That's the only
Shouldn't
thing I
me?
Heard.
You ain't heard that. You learned a lot. That's what you learned how to do, lie.
Yeah, got
me?
My payroll check. Got his deposit and everything. Hell, I'm be looking for it Saturday.
Do everybody on here want to bet with them Spurs tonight? Fuck this shit y'all talking about.
Man, this is a grudge race show. This ain't no NBA show. Who are they talking that shit?
This is a show you trying to get money on.
This ain't no NBA TV. This ain't NBA. This ain't NBA TV. This is grudge race.
T-Rack, you don't want to talk basketball either?
No, I want to talk grudge.
Hey man,
I want to talk.
T-Mack, I'm gonna give you the back tap with those Spurs tonight.
What does that mean, Poo-Poo?
Poo-Poo.
He got 3 points.
Poo-Poo. What you gonna do when that light pop up on Little Blue side Saturday? What you gonna do? You ain't gonna fight.
I'm gonna ask y'all. Now I'm gonna say y'all won't do it again.
I know that will happen.
You say, you know what, I?
Shit, I know they'll go again.
Well, we going all motherfucking night. As long as that motherfucker keep the oil pressure, we going all motherfucking night.
Hey, we want to be the first one and the last when y'all go in. That what?
Hey, look here.
Poo-poo. Hold up, I talked to you, Chris, and I. Y'all had the opportunity to lock us in way before that, before we locked in the race in. So I promise you, we're going to knock your ass off in due time.
Well, hell, the half of the team
might be first. I'm promising you we're going to knock your ass off in due time.
We asking for a rematch, win, lose, or draw.
Oh, okay.
Same night.
We'll
yeah, when you get your ass knocked off, just get in the back of the line. We'll work your ass back up to the front.
Man, I said win, lose, or draw. We want to lock a rematch here.
I'll put it to you like this, I. We ain't got another race when we race y'all. And we still got oil pressure. We
man, we gonna be first anyway. Hell, stop that shit, Quar.
Oh, whenever you first, that's gonna limit the chances of getting the rematch because we got other people now. We got locked in races.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Look. We won't be first, then we won't be the last motherfucker too.
This is D&D. This is not Burger King. You're not getting everything your way.
This is my Burger King for two years.
You know what to do when you're bad. You know what happened when you're bad, don't you?
What's that?
You know what happened on you. I've been told you once, we've told you twice now. You keep on begging for it the way you're begging for it, and it's going to hurt real bad.
Man.
Now, we done told
corn.
You business more than once.
Corn.
What I
beg for it every time I talk to y'all.
Well, man, I'm going to tell you like this. You know, we talked to Scott the other day. God said he was going to, you know, get back with us or whatever. Please help that man get things like he wanted to go on, come on down there. We ain't going to bother him until, you know, until he say he's ready.
T-Mac. The man said the truck ain't ready.
I know it, but...
When that motherfucker get ready,
but I'm
y'all know goddamn well we ain't got no problem going.
That's what I want, though. I want y'all to be
ready.
You got a problem coming to Prescott, the little blue home crack. You want to race at the down home crack all the time with it.
Tell you the truth now. Our home track is about to reopen. That be our home track.
Well, there's more home to y'all than it is us, so...
I just got a text message that says it sound like they want to run the love when it ain't ready.
No, don't believe that. We run that motherfucker every time we see that motherfucker.
We done told you.
Text that back.
We done told you. We done want the love to come. Y'all told us it wasn't ready. Y'all ain't been able to test. Y'all can test on. If the truck's going to be older, y'all can raise. You say your test on done. Y'all can test the truck. We told you today, you can test in front of. If you can make 100 passes, I don't give a damn how that truck look. Down on y'all, you know where we going.
I don't give a damn if you run 3 seconds through the 8 mile. I want you.
We ain't gonna bother that little truck. Y'all said I ain't ready. We ain't gonna bother. We'll keep little blue on the tank. We ain't gonna let her attack until she's ready.
Get
a
soldier. Get a soldier. If it's time, the motherfucker ain't ready.
Hey, you already know what goes in his motherfucking ass when he's ready.
I guarantee you, if y'all brought that little truck down there, we'd have to run together down with a motherfucking motorcycle or something to catch him and try to get a bit.
I guarantee you, I bet you would, man. I love that little regular motherfucker.
Well, I told you that the other day. Now, y'all talk to him.
I guess y'all going to rent the track. So y'all rent the track and test when y'all go test?
And we have plenty of time. Yeah, we have.
I'm just trying to figure out. If you don't like throwing his hands, I'm assuming y'all rent the track every time y'all go test. That's what you're saying.
We have plenty of time. We just want that motherfucker right when we run, y'all. Every fucking time.
Man, we blowing the tires and doing all kind of crazy stuff. We sweet, man.
Well, that's y'all stupidity.
We sweet, man. Why you need to talk about it? We that sweet.
Hey, y'all ain't blowing no motherfucking tires no more, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay.
Gadget. How you know?
How you know,
Gadget? Gadget. Hey, man, I did my homework. Do you want me to talk?
You're more than you look for it. You turned that shit in and got an F.
Hey, okay. Your homework ain't good enough, guys.
You should have somebody else to do it for you.
Hey, okay, all right. Hey, I'm going to leave it alone, okay? I like the blue truck. This is what you want to do.
Oh, Okay, Gadget. We're going to leave it alone, Gadget.
You like what now?
I like D&D against Chris. Gadget boy. I'm trying to see what he going to do.
We're going to have all that going to be settled over there when we get face-to-face.
Gadget, come see me when you get over there. Come see me when you
get there. Man, what? Arkansas might go goddamn commit suicide. They go 0-4 at their own race.
What you going to do when we go undefeated at our damn race? What you
going to
do?
Well, I'm going to say, well, they did it. They did it.
He won't have his show next Thursday. It won't be on.
Man, you crazy right, motherfucker. Next week is my goddamn week of race. Hey, I'm going to have my motherfucker show next week. I promise you.
You ain't going to open our mic then.
The show is ours next week. We go on the feed. You can't. We're going to promote your goddamn race.
I hear you, goddamn.
We're going to be the hardest goddamn thing out there next week when your show come on.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Ash, you ain't got nobody else
want to talk? Nah, I ain't got nobody on the top tonight. These motherfuckers, I guess they getting ready for the basketball game. I don't know what's up.
I
know what's going on, Gadget. Some badass Arkansas boys on this motherfucker.
Man.
Hey, let's go end the show.
Go.
Nobody got the hand. Let me end the show.
Hold on. 662-6702.
I hope you hit some damn gates.
662-6702.
I think it's two more in the
pallet. Damn. I don't know. Boy, is that you? I think he hit the wrong button right there. I don't know. He got background noise. Yeah, ain't nobody hitting the damn one button tonight. I don't know what the deal is. Everybody's scared.
Hey, we tired of
this
Arkansas. Let's end the goddamn show.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep it open to 7 o'clock.
Hey, get Don Mike on now.
Hold on. Let me get Don on. Don Mac done got scared, probably.
Don ain't scared. Don'll go. Don trying to go.
Warren is on the phone. Danny boy, most Warren is on.
Don Mac.
Hey, hi.
Yeah.
Hey. Man, I'm getting ready for a meeting. But, hey, I want everybody to know Team Bama is 21st. Every goddamn one of them in there.
You say what, Malone?
Every damn one of their cars got the back tire on the 21st.
Everyone on there got the back tire
Everyone
on the 21st.
Everyone on their got the back tire. Team Bama, I'm kicking all their ass.
Boy, y'all been going at it all for goddamn week. All right.
We'll holler, y'all. I got to go.
Okay, all right, Malone.
All right, go ahead,
Danny boy.
Hey. I don't have that Don. I thought Don was on
there. Don is on here.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lock eyes in for $100 that you're going to do at least 3 races in Arkansas.
Hey, that's a lot.
But Don.
Hold on a minute. That's a lot, Danny boy.
Don, hold on. But one of them got to be against him.
One
got
to be against me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm betting then.
If you don't race him, you lose.
Well, I'm going to run him on my fucking feet then. Fuck it.
No, you know what I'm talking about. You know what Don wants you to do. Hold on, Slick calling. I think he want to get on and say something. Team Nightmare.
What'd you say, Don Mac?
You know I broke my foot.
You broke your foot?
Yeah.
Hell, you don't drive no way. Oh.
We got Texas on the line. Team Nightmare.
Hey, what's going
what's
on,
up?
Baby? This is Slick. This is Slick, Team Nightmare. What's happening?
What's going on, Team Nightmare?
Oh, man, you know, man, we just do what we do. Looking forward to coming down there, you understand me, in Arkansas on Saturday. Y'all put that whooping on that truck, and you understand, and see who else want to get out of line. You know what I'm saying? He got away last time, but ain't no goddamn getting away this goddamn time. I promise you.
Oh. Oh, shit. That's enough, motherfucker. Goddamn at D&D ass.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny Boy. Danny Boy. That's a lock
about,
on that $100.
No, no bet, eh? He talking about,
you scared, well, don't be bluffing on my show, either.
The man ain't talking about the truck, man. He talking about us. He talking about the truck that got away from him last time they were down here.
What y'all call that truck? Cal's truck?
Oh, that Dakota.
Yeah,
Cal's truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cal's truck, Coda truck, barrel truck, whatever you want to call that motherfucker's ass is grass. Come sad, she is.
Oh, for real.
Goddamn right. That nightmare on the goddamn way, baby. For real, we coming to hunt, coming to eat. We go anything that line up on the side of that bitch. Get ready. And T.O.K.
Hey, Poopo, you still on the phone, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Hey, I think I got us a duck lined up, anyways. We'll get that motherfucker before we get Arkansas.
That's cool.
All right. Yeah, y'all go ahead, Nightmare.
Oh, baby, I'm just saying, man, I just came on the show, man, to put it out there because I got some things I need to do. But for real, I just want to let the Grudge world know Nightmare will be in Arkansas come Saturday, coming to hunt, coming to eat. Get your popcorn, get your chicken, get your french fries, get your fish, whatever the fuck you get it ready, baby, because it's going down.
Well, I mean, that turkey off of Damn Danny, so I ain't going to bring nothing up. Last time,
okay.
I ain't getting nothing but some bone, but this time, I'm going to be the first motherfucking line.
I heard that, man. Hey, man, I look to see you guys there, man. Come Saturday, man, we're coming to really do some grudging and have some fun and kick it with my boy, D&D there, man, and look forward to seeing all the rest of you fellas there, man. Y'all be safe.
Oh, yeah.
And I look to see you guys Saturday, baby.
Oh, yeah. All right. Appreciate you coming on. Yeah, them D&D boys, they go all over the country, man, racing. So, I mean, nobody ain't got nothing to do. Head to Prescott, Arkansas this weekend. So it's going to be one good show over there.
Yes, sir. Yeah. D&D, they some good guys, man. Real good guys, baby.
Yeah. Well, only bad
who is this? Who is this? This Eyes?
Yeah, this Eyes.
Hey, okay, boy. Yeah, I thought it was your son. All right, buddy. Okay. All right. Good to be on the show, man. And y'all take care,
yeah,
man. I'll see y'all Saturday. Okay, I'll see y'all Saturday.
All right.
D&D, call me later, man.
Okay.
All right. Well, guys, I mean... We got about 25 more minutes on the show. 25 more minutes on the show.
Well, yeah. Guys, my motherfucking ass. What, man?
Hey, Don, ain't coming. Did Don say he wasn't coming?
No, Don Mac on the phone right now.
He said he can't run me on feet.
Nah, he said he can't run me on feet. He done broke his foot.
Oh. Dang, he broke it again, the same foot?
He was being sarcastic, Quan.
Oh.
When I was talking about running him on his feet.
Oh. I was talking about raising the man on his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, he said one of the races got to be me and Don Ron, so hell, I'm gonna run him on my feet.
Hey, Oz, I give you the hit on the feet.
Nah, fuck you. I'm gonna break your arm. That's what we got there set up. Hell.
I give you the hit.
Hey, Oz, what Madman?
Madman just dropped off.
Oh, Madman was on there? I missed it. That's why I was there.
Well, Tico was on that. They're coming to Arkansas. They're coming to Arkansas.
They're coming to
Arkansas. Hey, Don Mac fell off. I was sure wanting to get that $300 from damn Danny boy. Damn, somebody muted Danny boy's mic. Well.
Hey, what Big Wilson at? Big Wilson come to Arkansas?
I don't know.
He said he was the last time we talked to him.
Nah, he got to go out of town. He ain't coming.
God damn. I was hoping Big Wilson was going to be there.
What you need? What you need?
Oh, I just want to be over there. Me and him gonna stand side by side pretty much all day. I'm gonna drink cold beer and talk shit with Big Wilson.
Well, whatever you want to bet. Now, I'm,
who is it?
To let me know.
Who is it? Who is it?
It's Poo-Poo, man.
Hey, y'all learn poo-poo voice yet?
You must be turning into a motherfucking bell, because every time I look around, you trying to D-boy a motherfucker. You bring your band ass on Arkansas. You heard me get talking about.
Man, we want to rematch then, win, lose, or draw, goddammit. We ain't run that truck twice.
This ain't Burger King, man. You can't have it all your way, man. I guarantee you a race.
Just one race, right?
I'm guaranteeing you a race.
Okay. That good enough, Dan. T-Mac.
Hey, them other boys, they going to run y'all when y'all get over there. Y'all must think them boys are going to run y'all.
Who?
Them boys, they
going to
run y'all. They just ain't seen y'all. That's all that is.
T-Mac. T-Mac.
Yeah.
We're going to run that black TA. Watch.
For that turbo car?
Yeah, I already talked to him.
I talked to another guy who today got a Mustang with a small block on 28. He said he's going to test tomorrow night. And if his car working, he want to look at y'all too.
Yeah, he got a 23 degree head.
Y'all going to run it? That car you ran with Chris' car?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, shit, I might have to get in that.
Nah, y'all can't get in our duck money. Hell, we gotta get all that money to goddamn pay D&D with.
That damn island.
Yeah. We're gonna run y'all for free, goddammit.
Mustang Walker coming. Anybody heard from Mustang Walker?
I did that. I ain't heard from Mustang Walker. No, he was there the last time.
I know.
You want somebody you can talk shit to, don't you, man?
You already know, don't you? No, he was trying to slip a gamma call. He be trying to slip a gamma on the slide with his slick ass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he be trying to gamble on the slide. He trying to slip motherfucker his money. He be scared of motherfucker. He gonna keep on pinching around, slipping his money in the eyes, and gonna get his ass knocked off.
You're
the only one up with me, man. Just me and you.
Yep.
You're
the only one up. We're riding, ain't we? Well, damn, why are you down ratings tonight, man? You ain't got nobody on the damn south cell. What the hell going on? All in the horsepower room.
Believe it.
Damn, where everybody go?
Man, I've been talking to you for the longest. Hey, all right.
Oh, I told you, hold on a minute. Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Why y'all won't run King of the Hill?
Huh?
Why y'all won't run King of the Hill?
Hell, you running?
I didn't run. I blowed his asshole off. I ain't got that. Run
uh-huh.
The hill,
you know you got lucky, hell. Why don't you run again?
Want,
try to run you back.
Why you won't run? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why the hell you won't run?
Yeah, my motherfucking ass.
Why you won't run?
We ain't fucking with him right now. Yeah, we can't beat him.
Hey, Al, you know that Mustang you seen over there? Let us start the race.
Which Mustang?
Let us start the race in that Mustang.
One says slap a hole in
slap
that glass.
Slap a hole. Yeah, let us start the race.
Yeah, please. What we got to let him start the race for? And we 23-degree headed small block on 28.
Because he ain't got one system, y'all got two.
And that means he gets a break?
I'm asking. I didn't say it means. That's what it means. I'm asking.
No, nah, well, I was just, you know, well, hell, okay. Well, I remember that next time we right got there. Y'all got two kids. We got one kid. We need to break. I remember that now.
No.
Yeah, that's what you just said now.
No, I just asked, man. Now, I don't want to hear that shit because I ain't getting it to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. I ain't getting it to you.
You already know the answer then.
I was just asking. I mean, shit. What's wrong with that? Hell, I'm trying to do like you. I'm trying to be like Burger King, have it my way.
Yeah, that's the way you got to do it, ain't
it? Yep.
Poo-poo. Yeah, poo-poo go.
Hey, keep it over for a minute. What up?
Hey, hold on a minute. Hey, teammate, hold the show down.
Poo-poo.
Hey.
You finally get what you act for, ain't it? You getting to run that little blue truck. Get your asshole knocked out. Poo-poo, y'all bring a 007 over there with y'all? Hey, damn, how am I going to hold a showdown? Ain't nobody talking.
hell is that?
I don't know.
What I was doing, babysitting?
Y'all always abandoning the show.
Time for your babysit.
I know why. I know what's going on.
What's going on?
I'm sending you a text message.
God damn, it's quiet on this motherfucker. Hell, this teammate, where you go?
You got all the damn kids on there talking?
Man, I can't. Who are they talking about the other kids? And I've been trying
hell
to talk the whole time. Everybody's been quiet.
Well, hell, you should have seen your kids
that's
down there at the Fletcher's football camp.
When I told you to hold the show down, him and Poo-Poo went on private line, man.
Yeah, they did. Ain't no secret.
What you setting up, I?
Hold on. I'll tell you what, I. All right, can you get Django down there?
Django.
We'll take that Mustang and try Django.
The Django ain't ready, man.
Oh, I thought y'all had it ready. All right.
No.
Hey, is Johnny Redder and Tony Bynum still racing tonight, ain't
I think so. Hold on, let me call Chubb and see if they run yet. Well, I think they probably run what time? 8 o'clock, so another hour?
No, 9:30.
Did I rain?
Hold on,
let me
call Chubb.
8:30 our time.
Hey, Arkansas and Diamond got a race locked in?
Nah, we ain't locked in.
What? Oh, okay.
Chubb didn't answer. 901-7853, your mic's open.
What's going on, Hi?
What's going on?
You do that, you go to the bug boy calling.
What's going on, bug boys?
Nothing much.
Y'all get that super truck done?
Nah, not yet.
Yeah. Hold on, we got one more hand up. 214-5880. 214-5880.
What's going on?
What's going on? Who we talking with?
Shit, this got Smooth with Nightmare.
Oh, okay. What's going on, Smooth?
See, I'm just sitting back, man. Checking out the show. That's all.
Oh. Okay, okay. Well, we got 10 minutes left of this motherfucker, so if somebody want to lock in or goddamn want to talk about something, you got 10 minutes. I'm putting you on 10-minute standby. Bud boys, y'all going to make the Arkansas trip?
Nah, we ain't making it this week. We got to work.
Okay. Y'all making the 21st trip?
We're looking forward to.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to give everybody a rundown of what we got going on the 21st. Get it in everybody's mind for next week. We got a small block nitrous shootout on 28th. Got 16 cars locked into the field to go for 2K. All right, we got a 29-down shootout. Anything goes on 29 down. That's $1,000 free entry fee, no car count. We got a small block nitrous G body on 28. Only rules is, only thing you can have fiberglass on that motherfucker is the hood and the bumpers. So that means front lid, doors, fender, front cap, all that shit got to be metal. That's going to be $1,000. I think we're going to do $800 to win, $200 runner-up, free entry fee based on 8 G-bodies. That's for the smaller guys right there. We got Grudge Racing going to go on. We got Jolly Rancher locked in with the Lug truck. The Lug got the back tire. Get to use the truck the way it's set, and Jolly Rancher got to get on one kit. We got, you heard Malone's call out tonight. Team, anything in Team Bama's camp got the back tire. Everything in Team Bama's camp got the back tire. That's next weekend at Moulton, Alabama, June 21st. You can call me to get the address and stuff, and I will be giving the address out next week on the show. So if ain't nothing going on next week in your area, we would love to have y'all at Moulton, Alabama. That's for the Grudge Inc. Small Block Mafia Grudge Inc. show. All right. If there's anything else, anybody else got anything to say to got down tonight? If not, we're supposed to get out this song, bitch. Talk now, ever hold your peace.
All right, we appreciate it. It was a good show, man. We appreciate everybody that made the decision to come over and support us, and know that we still appreciate you. To the game, everybody be careful, drive safe. If you need any back directions or the quickest way to get to the track or whatever, just give us a call.
Give all y'all number, Danny Boy, for the guys that ain't got y'all's numbers.
You can reach Danny Boy at 501-779-0913. You can reach T-Mac at 870-501-0273. And that should be. And then the track number. Let me give you a track number. Track number. Let me get the track number. Track number is, shit, I'm half blind. Let me see if I can see it. 870-887-3984. That's 870-887-3984. That's the number to the track. You put that in your GPS, and it'll get you there.
By the phone number?
Yeah, well, on mine, I just put the phone number in. It'll pull up the address and everything.
Oh, hell. Okay. And you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate everybody coming on tonight. We'll see y'all next week, same time. I'm going to holler at y'all.